This is Sea Change Radio, covering the shift to sustainability. I'm Alex Wise.
I dream, actually, Alex, of a day where all the major CPG firms, all the major consumer packaged good firms, the big creators of detergent, turn off their laundry jug assembly lines and switch to this method.
The next time you're doing a load of laundry, take a second and think about all that goes into cleaning your clothes. You've probably contemplated the water and electricity this activity consumes, but if you're like most Americans and you use liquid detergent, there's also a lot of plastic and gasoline involved as well. This week on Sea Change Radio, we talk to Brad Liske, the CEO and co-founder of True Earth, a company that's pioneered a better way to clean clothes. The company's unique paper-thin cleaning strips involve zero plastic packaging and weigh nearly nothing in comparison to liquid detergents, which incidentally comprise 80% water. This means no plastic waste, as well as a lot less fuel required to transport around the globe. We learn about the True Earth product, talk about slow progress toward environmental responsibility in the conventional laundry detergent industry, and discuss the need for a plumbing infrastructure that enables effective water reuse. I'm joined now on Sea Change Radio by Brad Liske. He's the CEO and co-founder of True Earth. Brad, welcome to Sea Change Radio.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So this is a really cool idea. Why don't you first explain the basic product that True Earth makes for our listeners?
Yeah, so the hero product, if we will, for the movement that's kind of gone viral is a EcoStrip laundry detergent. So it's essentially instead of a liquid or a powder laundry detergent, it's in a small, compact, load-controlled strip. And you just literally throw that strip into the laundry and you're done. No overdosing, no mess. It made it something extremely easy that used to be a pain.
And how did you hit upon this idea? I mean, it's almost like the washing version of the dryer sheet, if you will.
Yeah, and you know, and that's the funny thing about it, because it was actually an extended family member, and he invested in the patent holder several years ago, and they had a laundry detergent, and he's the one that reached out, but I didn't really get it. Like, I didn't understand what a laundry sheet was, and I did exactly like you. It's like, is it a dryer sheet? Like, I don't understand what you're trying to say, and they struggled explaining it, which was probably why they're having troubles. But and I grew up in an eco-conscious household, and I still couldn't understand how an entire jug of laundry detergent could possibly fit in packaging the size of an iPhone. But he convinced me to try it, so I brought some in, gave it to my partners. So we decided to, you know, let's give it a roll and see if it actually works. And all three of us, including our spouses, concluded that stuff actually works. And that was one of those, okay. So what we did, Alex, was we put it through we had at the time a very tested and proven system of launching products. And we wanted to get 150 strangers to subscribe in the first 30 days. And we ended up with 1,500. And we're like, okay, this has exceeded anything we've ever done before. This is more than just a cool product.
And it is a really cool product, though. Explain. So I've been using it and have not noticed any difference in terms of our clothes being any less clean by any means. I haven't put it through a really well-soiled load yet, but it feels like it works just as well as liquid. Let's talk about the environmental problem that liquid and powdered traditional laundry detergents create and what solution True Earth and these type of laundry sheets are presenting.
Yeah, it's a good point, Alex, is that, you know, one of the major problems with laundry detergent as a whole is literally the plastic jug that it comes in and the 80% of the water that is being transported around. And the amount of pollution that is created in transporting these heavy jugs is absolutely unnecessary now. And even though these containers are recyclable, as we know, only 9% of plastic is actually recycled. So meaning 91% of that is heading to a landfill or an ocean. And then the next problem is the amount of active ingredients. So as you said, you know, it cleans clothes. So most detergents are filled with a lot more chemicals, way more than we need to actually clean our clothes. And no fault is that us as consumers, we demanded perfection. So the CPG firms, they've overdosed that detergent.
That's consumer packaging, sorry.
Right. So the consumer packaged goods firm. So the big creators of detergents and cleaners in the world, they've done what we've asked them to, and they've overdosed the detergent. So we get that once in a blue moon blood stain out. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't bleed on my clothes a lot, nor do I go skidding across the grass. But, you know, once that wash cycle finishes, those chemicals are going, you know, from the machine and being washed away down your drain through into the waterways, the streams, lakes, and oceans. So what we've tried to focus on was, let's get the detergent to be the right amount to clean your clothes. Let's do the job it's supposed to do. And if you get that heavy load, well, then put in another half a sheet or another sheet. That's the win in this.
So I didn't realize that liquid detergent is 80% water, which you just mentioned. That's mm-hmm. a stunning amount. That also probably means an awful lot of waste in terms of transportation, I imagine, and fuel that accompanies that transportation.
Absolutely. We take a look at, because the products we have right now have that smaller eco footprint than the liquids or the powders, the ingredients, they're also, you know, chosen with that environment mind, the phosphate and paraben free, no added dyes or bleaches, vegan, hypogenic, and readily biodegradable. But when we talk about a zero waste packaging and the lightweight, that reduction of transportation, fuel consumption, the global warming carbon emissions are reduced by 94% compared to the liquids and powder. That's just one of those, really, why aren't we just doing this everywhere?
You mentioned how the traditional detergents are kind of overkill. Why don't you explain what True Earth is made out of and what people will be putting against their skin through the transitive property once they wash their clothes in it?
Yeah, and I'm definitely not the chemist in our company, which is good. That's good for everybody on the earth that I'm not the chemist.
But you were talking about blood stains. Like, for example, anytime we have stains in our house on anything, we treat it with a little mixture of dish soap and baking soda and hydrogen peroxide, and we mix that together and then we let it set. But like, I know that there's these instant spray-on stain removers, which are a wildly popular segment of the consumer packaged goods industry, and they always come with tons of scent, and they seem wasteful, and they don't work as well as that little home remedy that we use.
That is absolutely true. And even that scent attack, you know, we'll recommend, or people, our change makers, our customers, they've told us the hacks, where you just take, you know, a little centimeter by centimeter, quarter inch by quarter inch square of this strip, and you just put it on the stain, and it just actively breaks that stain down, so you don't need that heavy duty cleaner. But yes, you know, as far as what I love about what we've got going is that we put all of our ingredients on the website. So those people that we're completely transparent, even our material safety data sheets are there for our scented and unscented. But making sure that our enemy right now is plastic. We're attacking plastic and attacking carbon emissions. And then we'll continue to now go inside the formula and attack the formula as well. But what's good about it is that we're all focused on making sure that whatever cleaners we have in it are there, but they're not more than are needed, and that we're always looking for an improvement on anything that there is.
So I interrupted you when you said you weren't a chemist, but you mentioned that your ingredients for the True Earth laundry detergent is on your website, but maybe you can just walk us through the basic ingredient list.
Sure. So there's vegetable glycerin in there, which is derived from soy. We have a starch, which is the binding agent. Potassium sulfate, I think, is in there. We've got some cocomethylpropylene, which is coconut oil based, so biodegradable, of course, and then sodium gluconate, lauryl dimethyl, and then, of course, the sulfonic acids, the C14 and 16s, and then I think glycerith and some glucoside, and then the fragrance oils in the fragrance-free. There's nothing. There's no sense whatsoever.
And the C14 and C16, are those the ones that are kind of the secret sauce for cleaning? Or what are the key ingredients for removing dirt?
That is right, yeah. Your C14, 16, alkyne hydroxide, sodium salts, biodegradable surfactants. Those are our active cleaning agents. And then a little bit of the biodegradable non-ionic surfactant in there as well, plant-derived, of course.
I remember down in Portsmouth jail, couldn't get nobody to go on my bed, singing how long, oh, I can change my clothes. I can change my clothes.
This is Alex Wise on Sea Change Radio, and I'm speaking to the CEO and co-founder of True Earth, Brad Liske. So, Brad, why don't you tell us a little bit more about your company? You're Canadian-based. You're a small company still, relatively. What's your vision for the arc of this company? And maybe kind of give us a behind-the-scenes look at how True Earth operates.
Absolutely. Our mission is actually our critical cause, which is to make true lasting change that helps save the planet. And our current battle, as you said, is to eradicate that plastic from landfills and oceans. But what we've realized, and we launched only in April of 2019, so we got 2.5 years under our belt, but we're now in 65 countries. We're a mid-sized firm and continue to grow, a little over 230 employees. And from there, the vision is to continue to bring products that help our change makers, our customers, make the changes they want to make in the household. So we're focused on the laundry room, the kitchen, and the bathroom, and trying to offer this solution because of that transportation reduction that we have to get at. We all have to get at that carbon emission. This product can span the globe way more environmentally than others.
Now, explain how we haven't gotten to costs and sure. How much it costs a consumer to use your product. Why don't you kind of do an apples to apples comparison on the True Earth laundry detergent strips versus, let's say, Tide?
Yeah. So when the pandemic hit, we moved to a annual supply of detergent, which is a 384 load. It's about the size, it's a box about the size of a wine bottle for your entire year. And the cost of that is less than your Tide pod. If you're buying, you know, and the other options, you go on a subscription and basically for $13 a month.
Wait, before you say Tide Pod, all I know about Tide Pod is that people eat them. I don't really get, so I've never bought them. So if you can kind of just compare it to like the jug of liquid.
Yeah. So the jug of liquid, you're looking at paying, it is a premium over your jug in the described load over load basis. But because I don't know about you, but I've been fired from laundry like 8 times in my life because I pour too much in the machine. So when the net result of what you're yielding out of that container, we're right in line. So because the ours are dose controlled, I can't get fired anymore because I know that I tear the strip off and that's one load. So I can't mess up and send too many suds into the machine.
So you have free shipping included. I interrupted the cost breakdown. That's for okay. A consumer. Why don't you continue?
Yeah, so especially in that subscription where it's $13 a month for the average family of four. So that's 32 loads. We don't really realize, but we do about 8 loads a week as a family of four. And so we've predetermined that or tried to match with it. But you can do once every 2 months or once every 3 months or more loads if you got a bigger family. But once you take in the fact that it's being delivered in your mailbox, the savings is real compared to going to the store, buying that jug, carrying that jug home, bringing it or getting it delivered.
So I have to confess that even though I'm using a similar product, my wife found a competitor initially, and that was the one that she signed up for. I think it's like Earth Breeze or something. But as I did research into this, I found that you guys were the first to create this, and so I wanted to have you on the show. Why don't you explain the competitive landscape and what's keeping like a Procter & Gamble from getting into this? It might be a bad thing for True Earth, but it could be a good thing for the planet if more and more of these companies shift away from the very inefficient liquids and powders.
Yeah, 100%. You know, yes, we're seeing many knockoffs, and they're all coming from overseas and grabbing the bandwagon because we got the cool little product now. So many small drop shippers are, you know, just trying to profit from it. And I dream, actually, Alex, of a day where all the major CPG firms, all the major consumer packaged good firms, the big creators of detergent, turn off their laundry jug assembly lines and switch to this method. That won't be bad news for us. That we didn't get in this to make a billion-dollar corporation. We got in this to disrupt. And for us to have a real sustainability in this segment, we need the big firms to join in. That is what we would be proud to call a legacy, in my mind. The consumer's smart now, and finally they can make a choice that is easy, economical, and eco-friendly. Bring it. I want it, not from a bring it from a competitive. Bring it because the planet needs it right now. We need to switch. Time to wake up.
So you mentioned that the laundry detergent was just one piece of the True Earth product line. What else do you guys make?
Right now we have a multi-surface cleaner. Disinfecting multi-surface cleaner that's in Canada and getting approvals into the U.S. soon. We have everything from dryer balls to produce bags to metal straws to makeup wipe removers. We're going to continue to focus on, you know, not only the suite of products we have now, but the planned launches coming this year. We made a pledge to provide our customers, those true change makers, with the products they need to make a substantial impact on the health of the world. They're relying on us. There's over 500,000 of them that are buying direct and many more that are buying through retail locations. And we're making that change. We're filling that pipeline. They're relying on us to do that. And from our perspective, it's very exciting times ahead because we love to disrupt and we're disrupting.
The multi-surface cleaner, maybe you can kind of outline how that might be different than what you might buy at a big supermarket.
It's the exact same technology that created the laundry detergent sheet, in that it comes in a 4x4 sheet, and you roll it up and put it in your water bottle, mix it with water, and you've got a disinfectant multi-surface cleaner. So, and inside the envelope that, you know, 32 loads of laundry detergent would come, but the same size, you get 16 doses, for lack, because it's not really loads, 16 doses of the detergent, or pardon me, the cleaner, which is the equivalent of 3 spray bottles. So in an envelope in your mailbox is 3 spray bottles. So you're saving all 3 of those plastics. And that is that plastic battle that we talked about. There's over 645 billion plastic household containers being disposed of in landfills each year.
Wow. So with that laundry subscription, you have the same technology, but in a slightly different form that's kind of set aside for a spray bottle, and then you can just use that on surfaces.
Yeah, so it's a completely different formula. It's a different type of cleaner, and it's designed for exactly that, surfaces.
So it's a different formula. It's not the same.
Yeah, it's the same manufacturing process, not the same chemical composition.
Got it. But it comes in paper type form.
That's right.
That's really cool. And so when, for example, I would buy a jug of Simple Green and concentrate, and that might last me a year, like, because I would water it down and put it into the existing plastic bottles. And that's a fairly environmentally friendly way to do it versus buying the each plastic bottle already,
yes,
already diluted. So buying it in concentrate feels like, oh, I'm being all environmentally friendly. But compared to what the True Earth solution is, it's a night and day.
Yeah, I don't. It's not quite night and day because you're doing a great job, because that's a big step, right? You're taking, you know, three to 10 of those little plastic containers, and now you're only making one plastic container. So that's a win. Put that in the win category. The bigger win is to now let's get it in a paper envelope and let's have zero plastic. So, you know, it's evening and night.
I love it. Well, one thing that we do in my house, and I want to be more of an evangelist for this, and I have a soapbox, no pun intended, to stand on for this, is gray water systems. And we have a system that pumps up from our basement where our laundry is up to our garden, and we have a reusable wine barrel that's 60 gallons that keeps all of our gray water in there, and then we can water our garden with it. Now, obviously, the True Earth laundry detergent is eco-friendly enough to use in gray water systems, but maybe you can kind of address the insanity of our current plumbing systems where we're using lots and lots of fresh water and not reusing that water just to clean clothes.
Right. And without question. So yes, to the first part is that all the True Earth products are septic safe and gray water system safe. So it's a great solution on that. And you're saving on that overdosing of those chemicals into that gray water that you're trying to combat against. But the tremendous amount of water that we're wasting as a planet is ridiculous. I was guilty 100% when I'd overdose my, and just if I stick in that laundry room, let alone every other room, and I'd put too much soap in that washing machine, and the washing machine would get too many bubbles, and then we'd have to rinse it three times to get it right, and then we had to clean it because I had too much soap in it. All that stuff starts to take a chip away at that big problem that we're up against.
Well, we're all guilty in some ways, but so much of it is not personal decisions that you make at the grocery store, but right. A lot of it is infrastructure. I mean, how did we create a system where potable water is being used for our waste in the bathroom, in showers and bathtubs? Like, we don't reuse this water. While, you know, you see the fifth largest economy in the world in California is going through a pretty stark era of desertification. Every summer, there's wildfires, and we're in what many call the Pyrocene, and yet we're using water very carelessly.
Yeah, absolutely, and I don't know, you know, the human nature behind why we have to do it, but it stems from that same reason of our need for perfection and our desire not to be inconvenienced. You know, when we had this was just an example, we had a water shortage out here a couple of years ago and my in-laws, and we couldn't water any of the grasses or couldn't do anything. And they were having I think it was their 50th wedding anniversary in their backyard, and they wanted to have green grass. So what they did was they captured all their own gray water at their sink. As they would go, they just keep it in pails and they take it outside and put it on their lawn, because there's no other way to capture it. So, and they were the only, they had the green lawn in order to have their pictures taken on a green lawn. We're just not willing to do that for most of us. So, you know, I applaud anyone to go that extra step, to put that system in if you can, and to push on the municipalities to make a change. We laughed out here because they painted fishes on all of our storm drains, because people didn't understand that the storm drain went right into the river system. There was no filtration system. So they had to paint a fish on the storm drain so that we as consumers would stop pouring or washing our paintbrushes or pouring oil down these storm drains. I think one of my attacks that we want to focus on, and I get the privilege of mentoring at University of British Columbia on climate solutions, and some people are trying to invent some things to attack microplastics. That's where we want to reinvest some of our profits in. We need to attack these microplastics. We need to capture those. One way or another, we have to stop this.
This is Alex Wise on Sea Change Radio, and I'm speaking to the CEO and co-founder of True Earth, Brad Liske. So there was this trend in the laundry detergent industry with these microbeads that dissolved, quote unquote, dissolving microbeads that looked like a real kind of neato toy almost, but it was like, it's a toy and it cleans your clothes. But it also was not very kind to aquatic life. But there's been a real shift in the industry to get away from these microplastics, these microbeads, correct?
Yeah, there is. I think it was one of those things that people thought and then they didn't think a little bit farther into. And, you know, there's better ways of dealing with the microplastics. I can't divulge some of the stuff that's coming out of the labs here, but there are things coming. There are solutions coming. What I'm working on is how do I get it in the house? It's one thing to deal with it at a municipal level, but that takes so much time. There's so much political movement that has to be to make those changes. Where if I can get it to the change maker, the person who's actually making a difference right now, then the government should. You know, come election time, come with. But right now, unfortunately, the pressure's put on us.
Talking about the microbeads that came out as a product, as somebody who follows the consumer packaged goods industry closely, I imagine, are there any new products on the horizon we should look out for that are going to be like the wine coolers of the laundry detergent industry?
It is not an industry that changed much. Like it really didn't. The pod was the latest invention in this sector. It was a sleeper. It was ripe for disruption, but there's innovation is not coming that way. You're seeing the innovation going the other way. Cold water attacks, right? So we're trying. The bigger firms are trying to attack the cold water, which is great.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I've heard ads for the bigger companies saying, you know, you should use it in cold water and save X amount on your hot water bill and be good for the planet. So this is, I remember all temperature cheer when I was a kid was like, this was like some innovation. So this is not a new innovation. It's just a new way for the social impact division of a multinational to say, hey, you know, we should unearth this new segment of eco-conscious consumers.
Yeah, it's a framing. I don't cast a stone at it. I do, but I don't. You know, they're trying to frame it to a way that people understand that they don't need to use the hot water, and I get that because that's hard to do because it has been around for a long time. But it's not innovation. It's just a different framework of it, and doing what they have to do to combat. You know, I think the only solution is just shut the plastic lines down. We don't need it anymore. It's like, the wagons don't need to be made anymore. We've made a car. So let's go. Let's make that change.
Well, I've never had such an in-depth discussion about laundry detergent, and I found it fascinating. The company is True Earth, T-R-U, Earth. Folks can go to tru.earth to find it. Brad Liske is the CEO and co-founder. Brad, thanks so much for being my guest on Sea Change Radio.
Alex, it was a pleasure. It was a lot of fun. Anytime.
Sway the future to the past and find what will endure.
You've been listening to Sea Change Radio. Our intro music is by Sanford Lewis, and our outro music is by Alex Wise.
Additional music by Freddie Hubbard and Alvin Youngblood Hart.
Check out our website at seachangeradio.com. That's seachangeradio.com to stream or download the show or subscribe to our podcast. Visit our archives there to hear from Bill McKibben, Van Jones, Paul Hawken, and many others. And tune in to Sea Change Radio next week as we continue making connections for sustainability. For Sea Change Radio, I'm Alex Wise.